kamashkacha pratis and kala losha. Thank the Eibishter. It's Eisratzen. It's Pesach. It's Eisratzen. It's Kabbalmik. Well, am I on? I'm good. It's Sajan Eisratzen. Right now, all the Nisim are available. Just like Kriya Samsa. Split the sea. A sea, you ain't moving him. A sea, you ain't moving that. Mitzrayim was a place that had a boundary. It was an iron curtain. The first iron curtain was in Mitzrayim. You couldn't get out of there. There was a big dog. Not a real one. A statue of a dog. A gigantic dog, as I'll say. If anybody did escape from Mitzrayim, the dog had eyes, some type of a mechanical, I don't know what, and the eyes would see the guy running, and as soon as the dog saw that, he'd start barking. And as soon as he barked, he was the king of all the dogs. All the dogs in Mitzrayim started barking. So nobody ever escaped Mitzrayim. That was like considered something. It's not happening. And that's why the Eibishter said, you're leaving that place that no one's impossible. We're doing it. We're going to do just that. And right afterwards, you got an ocean. Who's going to cross an ocean with watch? So this lesson is for us. All those impossible things, necrets, they say. Give a bracha to the Vardigate. Should stay there, Mitz Hashem, forever. And Beis Yosef and Baruch Park, we wanted to stay there forever. Amen. Everyone's masking. It's staying there forever. The walls of Kadesh Kadashim. 15 years ago, they wanted to get rid of it, whatever. I was screaming. I said, it's staying. And the next day, it's a Beis Medrash where the Navaritans used to daven. Rabbi Yaffam was there. Rabbi Nekritz was there. You know who davened there? Half the people. There was several people we all know had Ruach HaKadosh. And these people were Malachim. And this was Navaritic. They came to America. Rav Rami Yaffa was the Alta son-in-law. And Rav Nekowitz was his son-in-law. They had been in Siberia. Rav Nekowitz was a minion. And while he was in Siberia, first of all, as soon as they came there, they were told, no one gets out of this place. So as soon as they heard that, Rav Shlomo Figer was one of them. I'm sure they all, but he, I know for sure, he said, I know for sure we are getting out of here. It took him a year and a half to contact the outside world, just to get through to them. You're dealing with KGB, NKVD, these people are. They're Mamish Edom and Esav himself. You know, no one's getting out of starting up with us guys. And they got out. And I don't know how long it took, 3 years. They got out. And while they were there, Rav Nekritz used to constantly tell them, don't worry, we're going to get out of this place. We're going to build homes. We're going to go to America. We're going to have families, we'll have jobs. Everything he said came true. He was talking like that all the time. No worries for us. And they interrogated him once with the Alta's Yotzei. They were in the middle of having a party. Leilui Nishmas the Alta. What kind of party? You know what they had in Shlachmanis? What did they give Shlachmanis in the Vardig? One guy. You need two minim. One raisin and one jelly bean. Shlachmanis. And what was the, what? I don't believe they ate jelly beans in the Vardy. I don't know, what? What do you mean? Well, I do know, I know a Heintig in the Vardy whose father, with the Shlachmanis, came a whole tettle of the things he better work on. So he said, that's Leno, it's a Lachayrim, Zaya Purim. That's Leno Zayat Tisha B'Av. They let him have it. No chasmas. Anyway, the Rav Yaffam, who drank? Did there was any wine in the Vardig? Rav Yaffam was the only one, this is what I heard, who had a becher of wine. He had a revius of wine. And he spilled off a little drop for all those standing there. That was Purim. Purim in the Vardig. I mean, they didn't have. The Aeneas in Poland. Poland went through Gehenna with Aeneas. That's why they never went off the dirt. It was terrible. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Where was I up to? The Vardig. Yes, Siberia. So they come to Siberia. And the Rav Nekritz used to constantly tell them, we're going to leave. He kept painting positive pictures of, don't worry, we're going to be there. Anyway, they were Mesa Nefesh. You know what they told Rav Nekritz once? Now I'm going to tell you, Merdeka Mesa. Huh. I never went to New York. I was strictly, there's two Novartis. There's New York Novartis, and there was France Novartis. A little bit in Israel, dropping up. New York was a whole minion of the old Novartis together, fiery Elam. Several of those people had Ruach HaKadosh without a suffix. And one of them, it's clear that he had Gilui L'Yol. One of them is clear. I don't want to say his name, because the last person that praised him too much got a dream from the next world. This is a true, true story. And he told him, no more of that stuff. I still don't like COVID. Don't think I changed. Just because I'm sitting in Gan Eden, I still am not masking. The one who told over the stories of this Tzadik Yisrael Dailam, it was rather reasonably big in living and learning. It was a gain in learning. The one who told it over was Reb Pinchas Menachem Malach. And Reb Pinchas Menachem Malach, someone who heard it on Rosh Hashanah night, he told it over. And that night, he had the dream. And the one who told it over was Reb Pinchas Menachem's son or something. Someone in the family told it to me. This is a real first-hand mice. It's a true story. And, I think in the family of the person who was Nifta. And he says, don't you dare say that again about me. I have no COVID. Imagine somebody showed me a smach to that on Haga, a Gemara in the end of Ksubis. I forgot. There is a malach like this, which we don't understand. B'chal, what's wrong? You're there. You're safe. He doesn't want COVID. So I'm not saying his name. He was the one that they say Vadai. If so, Maya said about him, he had Ruach HaKadosh. He had Gilui L'Yol. Ruach HaKadosh was pashut. All the kids saw it. He raised his kids with his emunah and betachin. His son told me, my father, how did he raise us? He daven. That's it. Forget it. Grada wasn't such an avadi. He has a super successful family here in Lakewood. They came from out of town. Somebody once asked the mother of the family, how did you do so well with your family? She said, daven. Yeah, but what were your methods? Daven. No, yeah, but come on. So what did you do exactly? How did you train? How did you bring them up? Daven. Okay, come on. Let's get to the point. How did you raise your kids? Daven. And the broken record went on forever. That's the way the story goes. Somebody I know who it is. You're an American. You know, you don't have to be an Avardik to be able to do these things. We can all, Torah is available for everybody to be these high madrigas. The only thing is, I wonder if I'll be one of those that would not want they should say nice things about me when I'm in the next world. I enjoy it even when I'm here. I don't mind. You want to tell me? I told you why I don't like to speak to ladies. That's a joke. I don't mean it so much. Doesn't kill me, because the last time I spoke to a lady, at the end of the conversation, she told me, I heard that you're Mashiach. So, don't think I mind this. I said, I don't want to speak to ladies. Don't think I mind so much. It didn't kill me. I'm not one of those about it. What did you say about me? I wonder how much she meant it. You know? That's another question. She was hoping, yeah, why not? Anyway. But, So what was I saying? So so we're here tonight, and it's Chus Gadol V'Neira, just Erev Shvi Shal Pesach. Wow, we're almost there. And all the Nisim. I want to tell you, the biggest Olam Haba we are going to get when they tell you Pesach. You can ask for anything you want, and you'll get it. How many people got what they wanted because they davened on Pesach? I want anybody. Do I have any case histories? Anybody? One? Do I have one story? Now, what am I going to tell the Olam? You know, that's exactly how we're getting Olam Haba. By living in such a darkness, and we go Vaita, and we keep saying the same book. Rabashkin. He said for 10, how long was he in jail? 10 years at least. Every year by Zois Chanukah, he said, ah, Zois Chanukah is an Eis Ratzon, now we're getting out, right? It didn't happen 1 year, it didn't happen 2 years, he kept saying, Rabbi, you okay? What do you mean Zois Chanukah? What's Zois Chanukah? It's not working. Throw in the towel, Rabbi. Well, Vahiyayim, it worked. And it worked right after they said, you're never getting out. That's the year. But now we just finalized that it's over. You're never leaving. And he said again, I'm leaving. And then he got out. Because the Eibishter wanted to give him more schar. The Eibishter wants to give you schar for Amunah. Well, you hold on. If I go around talking myself blue in the face, Pesach, Eish, Rotsen, Pesach, you get Nisim. Hashem wants to show him Pesach, and I keep saying it. And if I don't have, especially if I don't have any stories, then my Madrega is way up there. And so is everyone else. We stick it out. Was Dr. Abchaskel, a Heilige Chazal, Mimacha Sheikhim, in Loy Noigaloy. If somebody's going in darkness, there's no light. Says Abchaskel, he's not Matzliach in learning, he's not Matzliach in davening. And he keeps going ahead. He's Beiter Bashem. That's called the real Yerei Shemayim. Abchaskel should say that. The real Yerei Shemayim is the guy who's going in darkness, it's not working, it's not happening, and he keeps going vaita, he's Beiter Bashem. That's the real Yerei Shemayim. Not the guy that's everything's working good, and he looks like he's real from. He's fine, don't worry so much. If you're doing everything right, and you're not in such darkness, don't look for trouble. You're also good. Everyone's good.
What do you mean Beiter
Bashem? He keeps going, he's not in this boat. He didn't get involved in that. I'm just saying what I think. The fact that he keeps moving, that's the big thing. That's right. Yeah, it's not working. He goes, he tries, he keeps moving ahead. That's the way I see it. That's the real Yerei Shemayim. Yismach le'mavakshe Hashem. They're looking for Hashem. Those are the people. I said a half a day about. Look how it Pesach. I have a vod on Simchas Beis Hashem. Covered Pesach, is that great? Says I shave. I'm the Purim, the last case on Purim is still swimming in my head. So here goes. Listen, the body is half of a fella. I was saying it out Pashas Vayikra. Says over there that the Mayim Tachtonim, the lower waters, they cried, Hashem, those waters are going up to Shemayim. They're going up to Shemayim, and we're stuck down here in this Olam Hazeh. Who wants it? And those are friends, the other waters, are up Isham Mayim, together with you, with all the Malachim. And we're stuck down here. They cried. That's why it's salt water. You know, come from the tears. So Hashem said, Mayim Tachtayim, you're the losers, right? I'll take care of you. I'll give you two gifts. When there's a Mizbeach, I'll call for a Kamenach and Takar Melach. They'll sprinkle your salt. That's, by the way, all the health bugs should know. Those of you sea salt, oh, is it really better sea salt? I wonder. But those, they use sea salt on the carbonus. And also Nisach HaMayim. They poured water on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. So, with the water of the Yam. So, Sinchas Beis HaShev is when they poured the water. They poured the water on Sinchas Beis HaShev. Chazal say, Misha loyra, Simchas Beis HaShev, loyra, Simcha miyomav. Whoever did not see Simchas Beis HaShev never saw a Simcha. What happened on them? They drew the water for the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. That water, the yukol, the Nebuch who didn't make it, that's the water, the bottom water. The top water, that a big knock is. They're up there in Shomayim with the Yebis, with the Malachim. The ones, the Nebuchs who are down here, when you pour them on the Mizbeach, you make a Sinchas Beis HaShev, and whoever, that's the greatest Simcha in the universe. The Simcha of the person who didn't make it. That's the real Simcha. The guy who's never stuck down here. With the Yetzahara, and his Nebuch, he has Kinna Taiva covered, and he wants to be better. Those are the guys who wish they could be better, and they didn't make it.
Their simcha is the biggest simcha in the world. Amaraya. It says, Yismach leib mevakshei Hashem. The simcha is those who seek the Yemishta. The ones up there, what's the mevakshei Hashem with them? They're up there. The ones down here, they wish they'd be able to be up there. And them is the biggest simcha in the world. There's a pasuk at Tayin Azariah. Yismach leib mevakshei Hashem. I wanted to say another zach. Why is Jay Ava? They're drawing the water because only the water down here can be drawn up. Up there, you don't have to draw it. It's a different, it didn't start off on the bottom. So that's why it should be simple based Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water. That was the mitzvah. Sheyeva is just the Heksha mitzvah. It's just to get the mitzvah going. So, but that Heksha shows that it's on the bottom. It shows their great quality, that they're the ones that you got to draw up. The Nebuchadnezzar, that's the simcha to be one of those. That's down here. Having your kenna, your taiva, your covet. Dance and sing, because without that, you're not worth nothing. All these guys that got it all, you think they do. They're Nebuch up in Shemayim. Katzke Rebbe said, I have enough malachim up here. Now listen to this story. I want human beings who can fight, even though they're falling after time and they're not doing well in Ruchnias and Torah and Tefillah, but they're trying and they're wanting. They're my friends. They're the greatest people, the strugglers. Ah! Yitzmach lei mavakshi Hashem. Mishal ra simcha beza sheva li ra simcha miyomav. You don't know what simcha is. That's the real simcha. The simcha of the poor guy who's not. I know a guy, he fell. Why did he fall? Used to never get angry, and lately he's all nervous and everything. He feels like 2 cents. But he's struggling. He's learning Sfarim on tests. He's trying and this getter, and it's not working. That getter, I says, you're 100 times better than you used to be. You're struggling. Don't look for trouble. You're struggling. Kinna and Taiva cover those strugglers. They're the winners. Hashem wants those people. Those are the people he loves. Now, I wanted to tie it to the matzah. You pick up the broken matzah. Matzah means a heart, right? It's round. You're serving Hashem. All Hashem on power, he wants. Get the job done or you're dead, right? You got to do. You got to accomplish. But when you work for the Eivishter, you got to try. As soon as you try, you're in. So I wanted to tie it. That's why you eat round matzahs. Ugeis matzahs. Round means a heart. To show Rachmana Liba boy, you're part of his, all the heart. And then you break it, and you hold the matzah zoo. Why a prusa dafka broken one? Nothing like a broken heart. Hold up that broken heart to tell the whole world. Matzah zoo, shono eichlin. This broken heart, by us it's precious. Katzke Rebbe said, there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. Nothing is more complete than a broken heart. Said Rebbe, if a guy doesn't, it says like this, Lev Nishba Vinitkel Kim Loisivze. Daddy Hashem never rejects. So he said, the guy went out to the Lev Nishba Sivze, get rid of him. You don't have a broken heart. Get out of here. Okay, listen. If you're going to learn Shabbat Tachim, you're not going to have a broken heart. You'll have trouble with that. If you have that problem, come over to me. Was macht der? I get married. What's that? Macht der Chemisch. Kip the line. They come all the way from, I want to announce this, they come all the way from New York to see us. The most Teshuvim, Kailalite, Sidashid, the cream of Klaishel comes to be with us. Whoever comes today, is right here. You know, I want to tell you something. The Russia, what's wrong with the Russia? Haiti Yatsman Minaklal. Right? I was wondering, Russia, there's a lot of ways to be a Russia. What's this Haiti Yatsman Minaklal? Ain't a Torah Niknas Elamachabura. You have to have Karben Pesach, you gotta have a Chabura. When you have everyone together, it's fine. You'll be up, we'll string you out. No Russians. But you're out of the Chabura, that's dangerous stuff. So having a Chabura is Kedish Kadosh. You come here, Allah Tzazaman, Allah Yechidim, talk about that. Chabura, Chabura. The Navarigas get the, you know, the Navarigas do is by this. They go, they get together, and they go into the woods somewhere, and they rank each other out all day long. Okay, your kinnut problem is a little out of hand. We have to work on that more. Your taiva, your covered nebosi. We've been working on you. Why aren't you getting anywhere? This is their bread and butter. They love that, by the way. So we're not ready for that. But it's a chabura, either way. His way to this means getting together with a chabura and working on yourself. Anyway. So, I got a phone call. Somebody tells me, Meredith and my city overheard Mandel talks in the mikveh. Mandel goes ahead and he talks in the mikveh, by the mikveh over there, and I give out my betachah weekly. Anybody who gives out my betachah weekly will have Yeshua's. I got him as a salesman, you know. You gotta get the business moving. So somebody, and I told this story, this guy, I don't remember this, but the guy told it over to me, just called me. What happened? I said that this guy with a 24-year-old daughter sent me $500. You get my daughter engaged. Here's the money. A couple of months later, she was a kala. See, there you go. You support my B'tachim weeklies with your $500, and you have Yeshua's. So I mentioned that. You get Yeshua's. So this guy overheard. I said, anyone want to give out my stuff? He says, give ahead. I gave him five big pieces and five small ones, and he disappeared. He went to a base medish. He gave it out for what? For somebody who was having an open heart surgery. And he says, Avishta, Schuss, I'm giving this out. It's going to be right after the surgery. Unbelievable. The guy suddenly, he wasn't allowed to eat bread and water. That was it. Suddenly he could eat anything. It was way, way better than they dreamed. It was like a fiddle. So that's my official advertise. That's my story of the day. Anybody want to go places? Give out B'tacha Weekly. Have some of these if you want. I found these. They're evolving and developed. Ayesabach Alas. Is that in the full? Dosabach Vergessen. Who's Vergessen? So, Jane. Anybody wants to give it out, Skula to become a millionaire. Why not? But it's crucial for science. I believe in that. I once davened to become a millionaire. 2 weeks later, we had a Yerusha of $100,000 from the Germans, my Schwieger. Suddenly, I get on the phone call. We got the good news for you. $100,000. Oh, I put it into whatever. I don't know how to get involved with money. What's money anyway? What do I have to do with money? They say Rav Gershon used to go around collecting. And when they gave him money, he couldn't look at it. He says, can you please hold that stuff for me? Rav Gershon, when they gave him money, he couldn't touch it. He couldn't get near it. Money, bust up. Come inside. Make yourself at home. Whoever comes here is having Yeshua's. They got a phone call from Yerushalayim. A Yid calls me up today. Yesterday, I gave him a bracha. Yesterday, his foot was swollen like this. And I said, you got to be perfect. Today, Zoom. It's like an Ayah Matzah. He calls me today. You know, right away. It's good to get a phone call that my brothers are working. Someone else calls me up today from somewhere in Europe. A year and a half ago, I never heard from him again. He was in the pits. I gave him a drasha. I thought, this guy you can't save. I gave him a drasha, and he told me today, right after my drasha, he became a new person. He lost his job. He wasn't worth it. He had bezyanus, everything. I gave him what bezyanus? You should be dancing for that stuff. Bezyanus. I gave him a good dividing of shetel. I'm lucky. What? This, you know, what? Really? Yes, yes, it's good stuff. Like, what's the matter with you? Bezyanus, you should be. That's for sure what I told him. Whatever else I told him. So anyway, he became a new person right afterwards. He wants another bracha from me. If they got to watch these big rebbes, why does he give a bracha? I got to tell you another story. Yerushalayim called me today, and he tells me, tells me like this. He tells me, I talk a lot about, how many people believe in that? They do favors. So many times you see in newspapers, this he Nebuch has such service. He does so much for the public, and look, Nebuch, what he's going through. He deserves, we should be nice to him. Okay, it's good. Good, that's very, it's excellent. But, I wonder sometimes when people do chesed, do they believe in Chazal? If Chazal say You've got to take that very serious. And every time you do it, you have to, you promised me. I want service. You got to watch how the way you talk with Hashem. I'm going to tell you, speak about that in a minute. But anyway, I'll tell you. I am a Rishna. I'm a Rishna. Now, I have a... I think I could say already who it is. Once the Heilige Rishna and a Stalina got together, that's not a good... Granted, we became a Sheikh. My son-in-law was a hot Stalina. You know, he davened, it's Levitic. I'm also a little bit like that, the HVH. But I do have Rishna blood. Rishna is a calm, you know, they're different types. You know what happened? Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev's Seder. He was with the cousin Samagat, I think it was. And there were two opposite people. When he came to the Seder, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev went wild. He was jumping all over the place. Like Rabbi Kiva, Chassidus Shemaisis, Rabbi Kiva was also a Chassidus Rebbe. Kiva, when he davened, you know, Chazal say when he davened, he started off here, he ended up the other end of the base manager. He was just as, you know, Enchadosh Tachz Hashemesh. Chassidus goes way back. Tanai did these things. Rabbi Kiva, when he davened, he was also a Kalina, or whatever. I don't know, he was also fire. That's what it says, Chazal. Anyway, he was at a Vardiga too. He used to go around asking, who's the other Tana that said, I go to the Rebbe, Rav Gamliel, say, Lashon Hara, Rabbi Akiva did this wrong, that wrong, and he has to improve this and that. And they said, what are you doing that? That's what you do to your friend? You report all the bad stuff, like Yosef on his brother. He says he loves it. He's a Ravardiga. Rabbi Akiva's a Ravardiga. He's a Ravardiga. He's a Stalin. They had all the sheetness those days. They were great. The Tanaim. Anyway, so we're sort of machnoch, what they did. Anyway, so what am I talking about? Who? Rishon. So he comes to Rishon. So he, the Rishon and a Stalina were in the same base medish. I don't know who came first, who was supposed to be there, who was not. I'm not sure whose base medish it was, but somehow they met. There was a fire and water joint got together. And the Heilige Rishon is watching the way the Stalina is screaming. And he says, so he goes over to him and he says, Hetzi, as mit gittens geht es nicht, mit bezes wird sicher nicht gehen. You know what that means? If you speak nice and it don't work, so you speak angry, for sure it's not going to work. He had his own mahalach. So everybody is his own. Sometimes I think you have to do it louder, or else you might be actually... It might be time to say a mapil shena meina. You got something, you're not, you're talking dominating, or you're sleeping. Anyway, how did I get into this? How did I start off? Rishon? What? Who? Oh. Yeah. Yitzchak used to go wild. He went wild. He was jumping all over the place. And the cups were spilling, and the wine, and his Rebbetzin. Yeah, he was a guest by the, I think it was a cousin of Magid. Does that make sense? It makes sense. What? Whoever, another Heilige Chassidish Rebbe. And his wife, he was a guest, and he was going Meshuga. He was jumping all over the place. Blei Yitzchak. Who's here going to lay him? And, all right, let's dramatize what actually happened. I don't think anybody knows. Plates are spilling, the soup's flying all over. You know, the freilach. You know, glasses chattering, the kids are screaming, and he's screaming his head off. Ladies, oh, kadei shurchatz, kapas, yachatz, get this matzah, it's gaval yeshigin. He went mishugin without such a glick to say this ain't l'shaya. And so his wife, the cousin's his wife, is screaming, Kikros Hatit, and this goes on and on. It gets worse and worse. And he's jumping all over the place. And the meat comes into the bag in the middle of saying that gada. And his wife, and he's sitting there. And his wife says, can you see he's turning over the house? He looks up, what? I didn't notice anything. You see who he was? You see? Each one had his own. His power of concentration was in his own world. I'm saying that gada, read. And he didn't even notice that your friend's turning over the house. So you see both of them. Each has his own derech. Isn't that something? Anyway, how do I get into this? So it's a big Eis Ratzon, and I say that the biggest Eis Ratzon for those that try to work on Amunah and they're frustrated and now the Mifsim aren't happening. Those are the winners. And Nagalai, what does it say in Chazal? Somebody that goes and he works on himself. And Ein Noigalai, Bocha Sheikhim, he's in Chayshech, but Ein Noigalai, there's no light. He's not Matzliach, not as davening, and not as learning, nothing's going well. Yiftah B'Shem Hashem Yishon Belikov. And he keeps Israel B'Chatzil Tazi, he has B'Tochen in the Yevishtah. That's called the real Yirei Shemayim. The one that it's not working. And it's not, davening's no good, the learning's no good, and he keeps moving. That's the real Yirei Shemayim. That's the real, and he's Baiteach Bashem. He keeps moving. So, it worked, it didn't work. I want to tell you something. I used to be a big Baldaiga. Boy, did I worry. Togenacht. And the worrier don't chap that he's in a mode of worrying even before the problem began. In fact, he's looking for what to worry about. He was born, we got to worry. Now let's find out what to worry about. You know, people, if you want to know Kirchhoff and Nevis, that's how it works. People love issues. They love to kvetch, a lot of fun. They're just looking. Because you notice, as soon as one kvetch problem is gone, yeah, but we got another problem. Yeah, but now another thing. But you see, so a big kvetch, that's like, it's like a mitzvah. I bet we get kvetched without kvetching. So I used to, you know, you'd worry without thinking. Today, the Welt says, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Right? Today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Why do you worry? The Welt says, live in day-tight compartments. You have to live for the day. I want you to know, to get real betachon, live for today. Just today. Don't think of Dalton from the Vardy. They say same day service. Same day. He didn't think of this afternoon. Right now, this moment, Rabbi Miller says, live for now. Not as soon as you go home and you open the fridge and take out some water well. Keep that out of your mind. Live for the present. It's a big habit to do that. Live for this moment. Don't think of tomorrow. It gives you such hashpos with shidduchim. With shidduchim. You know what kills shidduchim? How am I going to do this? Look, how much $50,000. How do I get it? I have to buy a kalagam, a shagayim. I have to buy a shetel. Shem Yerachim. What kind of shetel over there? And I have to buy this guy. He needs this shas. And that's this guy. And now they're looking for apartments. You have to get the mebel. We have this. How am I going to do it? I got to marry the American shiga. What should we do? They're climbing the walls. The husband, the wife, she's a nervous wreck. So the way to do it is do not even talk. I saw this in Chassidus Sefer. It's bad enough that you're worried. Don't verbalize it. Don't say we're worried. Not once! Rabbi Miller says, never verbalize a negative emotion. Unless you have to. There's a reason you have to tell somebody, whatever. But otherwise, don't! We're doing fine. I married off two kids like that. And I know someone in Elson Lake would have married off two kids like that. And I know there's a Maggid Shear in New York who did the same thing. You live for today. What do we need today? Don't think of 2 minutes later. What do we need now? You will get such siyata d'shmaya. Cherdas Adam Yitein Maikesh. The problem is the worry. Don't be such a Baal Betachon. Just don't worry. If you're worrying, that kills it. The worry is a churban. Now, I want to add, as long as you're working on it, that's enough. Don't become a malach. Who's going to never worry? I will tell you, when you learn Sforim Ambetachim, I sat for a half an hour or so, maybe more, learning a Sefer Ambetachim, a great Sefer, a new one that came out, a beautiful Sefer. I looked at whatever it was,
just look at those words, even without Musab Espilus, psychologically, what it does to you. Keep reading it. Don't be afraid. They can still help you. It puts you in a different world. With the years, Rabbi Sol Salanta says, when you learn Musa, don't say it's not working. Keep going. Keep doing it. With the Rabbi Sayyidim, the days will come, more days, more weeks. Now, I want to warn you. You're always going to have nesyanis. You were born to have nesyanis. No way out of that. And you'll get a little nervous. But you're a different person. Years go by. Take your time. You don't become a malach in 2 days. Unless you learn in a varadik. They can do that too. They really can. It's not a joke. Alma from the varadik, he was fire. But just keep learning Musa every day. Stick to it. Today I worried a little less. That's success. I worked on not worrying. I tried. Successful day. I tried. That's enough. Achmona liba boy. I tried not to worry a whole day, a half a day for 5 minutes. And then, now I want to tell you something. For about 5 minutes, I wasn't worried. And the rest of the day bothered me that I tried not to worry and it didn't work. You know how much schar you're going to get for the rest of the day? Lefum tzaira agra, the pain that you have that you didn't have betochem. That pain is a gold mine. You tried it, it didn't work, you're gevaldik. That might be worth more than the 5 good minutes. You get schar for everything. You try and you try not to have worries. That's all the Ebrister wants. We try. It messed up. It didn't work. Then you go gevaldik. And you work and not having. I married off 2 kids like that. I started off like this. I couldn't get any loans. So finally he says, Ebrister, get me loans. Soon as I said it, I saw Rabbi Blau walking the street. I remember he was standing by the ball field over there with it. Now it's a parking lot. It used to be a ball field. He's standing there. I says, you got, I need 2,000-3,000. He said, yeah, here it is right away. As soon as he got the money, he says, what are you doing? Are you having betachem for loans? Have betachem that you shouldn't owe a penny. Who wants to be owing money now? I'm going to need a big... No. Abishta, I want no loans. I want money. That's it. Right after I said that, I got a new chavrusa. New chavrusa was not cut out for learning, really. But for some crazy reason, he liked me. He liked me for the 2 months that I needed him. Then suddenly we broke off, and somehow it was over. For those 2 months, I didn't realize who I was learning. We learned a half hour a day, a short seder, and we were very best friends. And so he was punked, the guy that when he found out my daughter's engaged, he said, oh, this guy's, that's my line. The next thing I knew, I had $9,000 from somebody behind the door, I chapped, who gave it, who this. That was Aleph. Then I had, remember once I needed money for Sheva Brachas. Every day, I needed money for this, my wife. That day, I got it, my manalis. Oh, so-and-so is giving money for Chassanim. On the day, I got it. Next day, I need this every day. Caterer. On the way to the caterer, somebody gives me a check. Here's the money. Everything. I went straight. Don't be complicated. I hold... You know, the Welt makes a joke out of the Chacham. Chacham for the Manishtana. He's the only normal one in the whole family. They're all Band Mishigayim. What kind of Jewish family is this? Nobody stells the Chana. Chacham, Rasha, Tam, a nutcase. Shani Delishael. What a beautiful family. Maybe it's there to make everyone calm down. You know, this is what could be in Baruch Hashem, you know. Could be worse. See what they got. That's to calm down everybody when they see what the Torah has. A sugis, what's possible. See, calm down. See, a tom. You don't have no toms. Shana delisha. You stop out of it. I have a whole shot at that. That's nothing else. But what? And yeah. What is that second?
one of my staunch chassidim followed my advice, and it's all paid up. Not a penny. See that? It works. See, you can, whoever's listening, I just saved you. I want to cut from, I saved you guys a belt of money. It works. My chassidim listen, and they get service. First, I give you a buha too, that you'll, everything will be all right. The shidduch will work. You'll have dana cost. I want to credit for everything, by the way. I give credit for whatever happens. I take credit. Anyway. By the way, I advise a big mitzvah happened recently, and I davened hard, and there were a couple of people sitting there, and I told everybody, I want everybody here to feel like it was his mitzvah. That way you're steig. You won't steig otherwise. It was really him. My dad. What are you doing? Maybe it was talking to you. You have to have a very strong shash that I was talking to one to make this happen. You know, by the war with the Gulf. I dabbed my head off. I dabbed Abishta. I don't want one yid getting hurt. I promise. That was my tefillah. Did anyone get hurt? There was one Chal Shabbos for last year who was killed. And Rav Don Segel, who says it was Kapari, got himself a skeela, was murdered. Nobody got hurt. Not one Jew. It was ridiculous. They sent 39 scuds, which is supposed to have chemicals in it. You know what chemicals are? I saw pictures. The same Saddam Hussein, Yamach Shemai, he dumped chemical warfare on his own. 100,000 Kurds, they live in Iraq. What their faces look like, grotesque. They look like Gehenna with their face, the foam, some purple foam comes out of their face. It's a horror. You're not allowed to use it. According to the Geneva Conference, you cannot use chemical warfare. It's too much. You don't do that to people. What are you torturing them like this? You can't use a gun. It's plenty bad. But thus at least it's legal. No, he was going to use chemical warfare. And the Yidden was shaking. They had masks all over. I remember it was Meshuggah. There was a lot of betochen going on. Rav Chaim Kanevsky said, save the masks for Purim. I remember that. And there were a lot of Rosh Hashivas and Rebbes. Everyone was writing betochen. They say 100,000 Yidden went to the Kaisel Marabi and they davened their heads off. As soon as that happened, I knew. But anyway, I was plenty nervous. And I davened my head off. And I got exactly what I asked for. And Mamish was, Reb Nosson Vachfeigel said, I mentioned it to him, tell me, Mashgiach, was this the greatest nest that ever happened since Purim? He said 100%. I don't know why the belt doesn't make a spiel out of that. It's a mitzvah to talk about it. Now, one yid should get killed, and B'nai Brak wasn't touched. All the homes were shattered. There's pictures in all the newspapers where a guy's buried under debris. The whole house fell in. His head's popping out. It's written underneath. They dug him out. He was in perfect shape. Every time this happened, the guy, as soon as he walked out, boom, they cracked his whole house. And nobody got hurt. And all the homes in the B'nai Brak area, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, smashed up. B'nai Brak, not even that happened. Era Taita. It was Meredith, the Nisan that happened in the Gulf War. That Saddam Hussein, he ended up in the garbage can. Did I mention this last time? They didn't want to have the war. To make that war. Saddam Hussein was, he said he was a Gilgal of Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. And I hold Dvorim Amitim. Because I know the Chazals about Nebuchadnezzar. And he matches all of them. Nebuchadnezzar was a kid. He had a dream. When I grow up, I'm going to destroy Jerusalem. And he had the same. Everything. He killed his brother-in-law. He also killed, his kids were in trouble with him. He had to live in a tower so people shouldn't get him. He also lived under the ground. He had special, the Germans made him a whole villa under the ground. He's afraid to live. He had 12 people who had to have plastic surgery to look exactly like him. 12 people. So if anybody wants to assassinate him, they're going to get a different Saddam Hussein, not the real one. So he forced them to do that. There's a famous parade he once had in Iraq, Baghdad, wherever it was. He made a big parade, and there were 12 cars with 12 Saddams sitting there. And where was the real one? It was a big parade, and everyone's looking. Where's the real Saddam? He was the bus driver behind the whole parade, watching the parade from the back. That was the real one. No one a cop. He was a Gatzah Chacham. We were petrified of him. What is he going to do? He's going to And America was a paper tiger. They weren't going to go to war. They just messed up with Vietnam. Wherever they got mixed in, they messed up. The countries killed each other, and they ended up with nothing. America had a very big reputation. The Israelis had a good reputation. The Tzionim, the commando raids, and they're able to kill people and get this terrorist and kidnap him. They had a lot of stories going. But America was worth a penny. But Kitzer, Bush didn't like that. America, besides, when Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait, an oil-rich, tiny country that can't defend itself, an Arab country, a bigger shame there, he attacked them first, and he hung the people in the streets, and he did who knows what to them. And then he spilled their oil well. Oh, so President Bush, the senior one, the biggest anti-Semite, the young one was good with Jews, but the old one was a big anti-Semite. And he helped us, this anti-Semite, the senior Bush, he said, America is going to war, Israel. It was the week of Beshalach. Hashem Yilachem Lachem Vatem Tacharishen. Israeli pilots were waiting to go to fly, and they never got the signal. They fly. You know what happens to them? If they shoot down the plane, the parachutes down, you know what the Syrians do to them? Or the Iraqis? They're Rishayim Arurim. They torture people like crazy. They didn't have to do nothing because President Bush says America is going to war together with England, a coalition against America, England, with France, with Italy, with Saudi Arabia. We're all going together to free Kuwait because there's money in Kuwait. You understand what's going on. If they get all the oil, Kuwait was oil rich. So they didn't want Kuwait to get all the oil. So we're going to war to free Kuwait. But violent, that's saving the Jews. Because that was it. So we had a Yeshua Gemurah, it wasn't Shaykh. How the war started was in Memphis, because he couldn't get a war going. Then Israel would be stuck with all Isaac Rahman al-Utslan to fight with Iraq. They had spent 10 years fighting with Iran. There was blood spilling. They made fake blood in the streets, like a fountain of blood to show, give blood for your country, Iran or Iraq. They came home missing, hands missing, feet. They were killing, Iran and Iraq were just finished killing each other. But as Babel and Paras, Allah get to Zachem. And now Russia is aiming for Israel. You need him with the 100,000 Kurds that he killed. Now he's, so America took care of everything. They decided because they wanted the money. They took care of everything and how did he get the war going? Was Meredith. Because Democrats don't like war. Let them kill us, but war, we don't like war. So you're not supposed to do that. It's not nice. They're ashamed. So President Bush, he won by one vote. That was a Memphis. And how did he win? Because the Democratic Congress was all against him. How's he going to get a war? So this Saddam Hussein spilled the crude black oil. He spilled it into the Persian Gulf. And there are pictures all over the newspapers of ducks coming out of the water with the black. The wildlife was getting destroyed. As soon as the Democrats saw the wildlife was getting destroyed, we must go to war! This can't be. They're hanging people in the streets and they're torturing them to death. No. Wildlife. And that's how, murder the mice. And it ended on Purim. The whole story ended on Purim, just like it. Anyway. So, there's a mitzvah to talk about these things on Pesach. Anyway, where are we up to? So, the number one thing in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first thing is Moshe and Aaron were not afraid of Paro. Moshe and Aaron were not afraid of Paro. That's number one. They were not afraid. All the others, the Canaan, were afraid. They all disappeared. As soon as you got near the palace, you saw lions all over the place. They got petrified, and Pari was you don't start up with him. The kids are, now, they were not afraid. And Miriam and Yocheved were not afraid when Pari said, we start off with not having fear. Shabbos HaGodol means they shechted the sheep. Leini Kol Mitzrayim. They shechted their God, which they say Makas B'chayrus. Chazal say the Mitzvah cried more for their gods, because their gods also died. But the gods were smashed during Makkos Bechorus. They had more tsar from seeing their gods smashed than their own children dying. A god by them was not shayach. And the Yidden had to go on Shabbos HaGadol and shech their god. The sheep was their god's nerdavoyim. But they had to show not to be afraid. Now, this, the number one thing in all the gulas is the first comes Purim, then Pesach. First comes Purim, Mordechai is not afraid of anybody. First thing is, don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of Mitzvah. Don't be afraid. This is Aleph. Moshe and Aaron, that's why the Canaan weren't able to come up by Har Sinai, only Moshe and Aaron. Now, what does he say? Whoever has Beitech Hashem, the lesson of the Yom Tov is to have Betochen the Yebishter. The Betochen the Yebishter means not relying on people. Lo Yavelu Zulose, you won't be Ovid people. Lo Yavchideu in Yonam. This guy's a doctor. This guy's a lawyer. I'm not scared of that stuff. He's a Rosh Hashiva. You're allowed to be a mensch. You're allowed to have COVID. Oh, but this is Lo in Yonam. Lo Yiram in Machlokusam. You're not afraid, some say, of rejection. Machlokusam. Now, sometimes I dance at a chasana. I do a prat. What do? When I'm dancing in a circle, I put my hand out that somebody should join me to come into the circle. I want to be makarv somebody. And now that's a high risk because the guy might reject me. The guy might leave my hand like this. That doesn't look good. So I daf could do it because it says, L'yira mimachlekusa. Don't be afraid if them chilek means they're chilek from you. They're away from you. Don't be afraid to say, the Vardigas were makindis. They would get up. There was once a Tziyoni who did, I mean, he was a little too, he leaned in the Tziyonish Mahalach. He did a shidduch with one of the Nevardigas. He had a chashav, whatever, son, daughter. And he came from Bnei Brak, and he was there, and he gave his drushes. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a dying, a big knack. And the Nevardigas got up one by one, and they let him have it. Every one of them said exactly how he feels about, well, oh, yeah, you want to know what I think of Tziyanim? And he let him, I'm not saying that I would do that. I wouldn't do it so fast. That depends. Sometimes I would. Sometimes I once did something like that, something nasty. I once got up a rabbim. Somebody, a sheyitz, did something. In our school, the Herald of Rabbeim got together. There were some ladies there, whatever. And the Shkatzim, those days we didn't have like today where everybody's Amish. They're giving you courses in Yiddishkeit and everything. So they have courses in how to train kids and everything. Those days, they still had the Chayil was much more. You had to come unto them much more. So I had these guys from the Board of Education. I don't know who they were. Goyim. And there was a lady there who, I don't know the pshat, but he was a little bit inappropriate. Like, you know, shame. So I got up in front of the whole crowd. I says, excuse me, sir, we are Orthodox. He never. So he bugged off. That was the end. You know, he realized you don't keep your hands to yourself. I mean, the lady didn't know what she was doing. If he met them all, the sheikets comes, he wants to demonstrate something, and a machzor shemesh as the kids are. So I said it in public, and the guy, I almost killed him. That's why I'm not so. Maybe you have to do it anyway, but you're dealing with this our confident Shagetz who's coming from the Gansa Knacker. I just said in a nice way, you know, we don't do that around here. The guy said over later, he don't know how it, he couldn't deal with it. It was too much. Reb Gershon, they told me in France that I should be, you're allowed to be tough and you're allowed to give musa to people. It's good for you, for myself, so I won't be machnif the whole world. When you say what you really feel. Don't be, tell somebody something. Of course, try to be nice, but. And I went to Reb Gershon, he says, not today. You don't do that today. Today, watch out. But his boys were still from the old. So each one got up and this poor dying. He let him have it. He didn't have the right hashkafas. They let him have it. But anyway, his mechutin was so nice to him that he made up for everything. Rabbi Miller once smacked somebody in public. He said something that was a little bit not taitadik. He went over. Rabbi Miller lived with this. I'm not afraid. You don't help run an Isaiah? That's fine. I'm going to let you have it anyway. That's a very... I once saw somebody, the Mavaza, one of the biggest mashgichim in the world. He said something. I was so... I should have opened my mouth and told him right in front of mashgich, excuse me, you don't talk like that in front of my... I would have said that. But my charata is worth a lot in Shemayim. I definitely would have done it. For sure, I had no fear to do it. That's for sure. That was not the problem. I was just flustered, like, what's going on? And the mashgiach turned colors. It wasn't so. But Amolde is a time that you got a mashver zechal, chenel bracha. They once made the mikveh, wasn't so kosher in Los Angeles. He was a minkat shel chassid. Minkat shel Rebbe was no pushover. He was not afraid of anybody. He once said that once the authorities came in, the Hungarian police, whatever, to search the yeshiva, whatever, and he said, my father, think Dr. Tshuva, was a neshama of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and I am the neshama of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was not afraid of nobody. I'm not scared. Nothing. And he was a tak. If the Mechus a loser, he would pack the world. He would take an inkwell and send it flying across the room. He was tough. I don't want to say certain things he said. It's not for the public. But private, wait till you hear this. He was Byrdik. He was at Torikatanek. He didn't like a good one. He didn't care who they were. This guddle, that guddle. Echav faket. And my shver got along with me. But Lamaisa, a yid has to have this, don't be afraid. They don't hope for you. My shver in Los Angeles, they once made the mikveh that wasn't so eiskehalten. My shver got up in public in front of a whole, there was, first he said in a nice way, you gotta take care of this, and they weren't listening. I forgot the exact details. Got him in front of, they were honoring somebody. My shver got up right there in front of, it should be a schluss for his eilig neshama. He got up, he said, you better stop what you're doing now. You got a real serious shaila and halacha, and you're busy, they're honoring somebody at one of these big dinners. And my shver got up there in the middle of the big dinner and he let him have it. Front of him, stop the dinner. I'm not impressed with your whole dinner over here. That he had a chinuch with a michas a loser. Don't be afraid of people. You're not afraid. The Satmar Rebbe was not afraid of people. Rabban Kotler was not. I got to tell you something about Rabban. This is a good idea here. There are people who say about him that they never saw somebody who was so, you got to check this out. There's zicha and emes sitting there. It's probably true completely. There is a big emes there that I know vadai, but how vait? I don't know. This is what they said about him. They never saw somebody who was so afraid of so many things and who did everything he was afraid to do. That was Reb Aaron. He was afraid of dogs. Everybody knows that. And he was afraid once of a truck when he was driving that. He was a yosemite. He was raised by an uncle. He wasn't, you know, all those people that complain about their backgrounds. Do you know what kind of background Reb Aaron had? He was raised by an uncle. He didn't have a normal, you know, I tell you, anybody that fetches about his background, they didn't treat him right. So take a look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech was kicked out of his whole family, and they're hoping lions and bears would finish him off because they thought he was a mamza. And that, you know, his father was the Gadol HaDor, who never sinned in his life, who lived 400 years. Yishai, he walked out of Beis Medrash. How many people came with him? 20,000? More, thank you. He walked out of his house, out of Beis Medrash. The whole world, all the daily Yisrael were baglating him to get it, to speak and learning with him. That's who his father was. His father wasn't a kid, and his brothers were Rosh Hashivas, daily Yisrael, and they all wanted him out. How would you like such a matz if such great people don't hold from you? Those are your formative years. You know, the years that you need love, the mother and the father that's supposed to love you and give you what you need. And that's what you're going through. Did David turn out okay? I think he did. I think David HaMelech did all right. No? And Yosef HaTzadik wasn't traumatized when all his brothers ganged up against him and he ended up in Mitzrayim. You know who his brothers were? Gedolei Yisrael. And they all, Arois, we are hoping you, Chayev Misa, the trauma, they're all against me. We'd be, I don't know, you can't learn enough Musa to counteract. So, don't be afraid of the world. Don't be afraid of people. That's Aleph. What? They said about Rabaran that someone said he never saw a person so afraid of so many things who went ahead and did everything he was afraid of. Reb Shneur was afraid of dogs. Reb Shneur, I knew personally. He definitely had tremendous pachad from all kinds of stuff. He was a soft person. Reb Shneur Kaplan. Rabaran was not known to be soft, but people who knew him up front, it wasn't pashat at all. They say Maisi was once, he was once sitting in the car and a big truck went, but they were going back and forth to Lakewood, to New York, and a big truck passed by and he heard the noise and it scared him so much he had to keep worrying himself. Sha, sha, sha. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. Sha, sha. He had to calm himself down. He didn't have a youth. And look what became of him. Rabban Kutler. Look what became with dogs. That's your dog. They were scared of dogs. Say, a friend of mine once saw a dog as big as between a mouse and it was one of these little tiny poodles. You know, cutie pie. A poodle, I'm sure you know a poodle. I saw a little poodle, and Reb Shneur saw the poodle, and he said he was so excited. The guy told me the story. Reb Shneur went flying 50 feet across the other street because he didn't want to get near that poodle. And Reb Shneur cut the built Lakewood. Look at all the fears that he had. Reb, look at the fears that they had. Don't be in a spot. I say the biggest accomplishment. Look away from all your issues and go weiter. Find out what you're good at and move. No, I'm the best guy. Ignore all your, including your aveiros. You'll take care of that in the Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur or whatever. You'll take care of the aveiros. Now, like this, the aveiros are going to kill you. The real problem is not the aveiros. Problem is, it's hard getting you. You sin. You're off. You're not the same. No. You could do that. Just forget it. It's not the same. That's the Yitzhara. More than all the others in the world. Pull you down. Tell you you ain't worth a penny. That's the Yitzhara. The main Yitzhara is that. In this day and age, everybody, I don't want to say, I'm not giving a license to sin. Don't play games. Don't look for trouble. The smallest sin is not to push it. Chometz is also b'mashu. But I want to say, the Chometz Havavah says that a mashu accomplishment. I tell people who are Nebuch with the Yetzer is in charge by them. So count to 10. Every count is another malach. So the Chometz Havavah is, for every mashu who accomplishment you have with the Yetzirah, you should consider it a mountain, because it's going to make a spiel out of it. Paschal said people don't chop the value of the slightest mitzvah that you tried to do, that you wanted to do. It's kodesh kedusha. It should help. Zecha to the gula shalem. I see they're cleaning up, and it's time. I'm getting the message. It's time to say, a good night. I pray, look, and yomtim. You should, everybody.